and handle the truth.
The show In Plain Sight, Jeremy from Kentucky on the Public Broadcasting Network. Please go to publicbroadcasting.org, smash the donate, send the fundage, mail your check or money order payable to RBN. Mail it to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. Call that debit or credit card into Mike and he'll take your money. Keep free speech alive. And we have our Thursday night co-host, you know the status of Wilhelm the Red Pillar. He will break you.
I must break you.
Right. William, welcome.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Jeremy. It's my favorite night of the week, Thursday. It's right before the weekend, and it just got done hitting the heavy bags right when you were doing the intro. I was hitting the heavy bags. I had to put it on mute, and I knocked that heavy bag clean out.
Knocked the stuff. And before that, you were training in the snow in the mountains of Russia, pulling carts through the snow.
I didn't get time to do that because you cut the chorus off of the intro song. Is there any way that, Mike, you could still play the chorus? Is that okay, Jeremy? I really like that song. And so if you come in too early and then we don't get to hear the chorus, it kills that's probably too strong of a word. It wrecks my buzz.
Mike is a little nihilistic tonight, being the Gen Xer that he is, but we'll give it a try. Do you want to do that, Mike? Okay, and I'm adjusting my speaker right now.
Yeah, so, I'm hearing a lot of buzzing.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. The train's going by, but I don't know if that has anything to do with it. Mike, how are we coming in now? Are we good? All right, let's go with it. So we got some prep here that you've sent. I sent you some Stormer articles. You said you couldn't access them.
And yeah, couldn't.
Let's just start with the latest stuff that you sent and go with that. See here.
Can we do this? Can we start out by playing the Brother Nathaniel video? And I haven't even listened to it yet. It's probably 4 minutes long, and we can listen to it together in real time and then react like completely candidly to it.
Does Mike have that?
Oh, here, I'll send it to you. Meanwhile, we can do a different thing. Well, I'll send another over there.
Send that to him. Mike will give us a text when that's ready to go. I was reading a little bit of this CNN Fauci is wrong investment.com, investmentwatchblog.com. It was pretty interesting. See,
I didn't see any text there. I just thought it was a video. The investment watch blogs are always very short.
Yeah. Talking about mysterious outbreaks of diseases, how that there's a new reset. There's another one also. You sent pandemic treaty. We'll hand who the keys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're supposed to go.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, the Investment Watchdog blog, I think I was reading through it, talking about end-game capitalism. Capital can no longer be maintained, can no longer maintain its profitability by exploiting labor alone. This much has been clear for some time. There is only so much surplus value to be extracted before the surplus is insufficient. I think that's just a lot of smoke and mirrors. We were doing just fine before all of this COVID. I mean, sure, there were some problems, but the real issue is getting America to produce again, economically, to bring the factories back. And it doesn't look like that's going to happen, but on a lower level, what we can do, and this was mentioned in the article, is, more local farmers, co-ops, more local trading, not depending on the global supply chain, which they've demonstrated quite clearly that they can disrupt at whim, even in minor ways, and have major consequences, consequences that we're probably not even feeling the full effect of just yet. Higher grocery bills is one thing, but with these sanctions on Russia, it is hurting the West. The U.S. refusing to do the Keystone Pipeline, but yet also trying to, boycott oil from Russia, telling Europe they've got to do the same when Europe is fully dependent. This is all going to lead to a perfect storm. A perfect storm of the Western economy itself collapsing, not just monetarily, not just the, not just petrodollar, but the real economy of trading goods and services is being disrupted. And so that's kind of what I've been looking at all along here, is that I guess these World Economic Forum types are successfully collapsing the Western economy, and they want to implement whatever this great reset is. Where you don't eat meat, you totally revamp the meat industry, you totally change it into this, meat made in a factory or in a laboratory. You've got that along with some sort of global economy that they want to put us into. And so that's just to give the gist of this article from Investment Watchdog. That's sort of what I'm getting from it, is they're making the case that, the capitalism of your dad's age is done and it's not sustainable. We're moving into something new. What is your take from it?
Yeah, it's simply just consolidating power, just as they've been planning to do, into the WHO, which is their present body that they want to use to do that, and taking away everybody's rights and freedoms and destroying national sovereignty, which is their end game.
So, you know, they're using a fake pandemic to do it. And in order to keep people from, because a lot of people are going to respond to a lot of this by getting chicken coops and having eggs regularly that they produce themselves, that they're chickens. Well, they're moving on from COVID to the bird flu now. So that's the chatter that I've been hearing about. And that will serve to stop people from having chicken coops, which then they will be able to control the food.
I would say that it's going to stop chicken farmers in my area in the last 30 years, 20 years really specifically. You know, a lot of these middle to upper middle class working people, you know, they worked at tire factories and then they went home and farmed tobacco, or they maybe had some chicken barns for like extra income. But when the means of production was cut out in Western Kentucky and Tennessee specifically, I can testify, when the tire factories left, these people were used to a pretty high level of income. And so the only way they could maintain that was getting like 6 and 8 chicken barns, which is a lot of work. And what you're talking about them, you know, the system doing the test on the chickens and saying, well, you know, all of these millions of chickens, you know, have the bird flu. And you know, it's based on the same generic, like, fake test that they gave for COVID. And so it, you know, probably is just fake and gives them an excuse to destroy lots and lots of chickens. And that's affecting the chicken production in this area on a large, you know, industrial scale. And so these chicken farmers now are going to have to revamp, and they're going to have to cut out huge chunks of their budget. They're going to have to stop living on, you know, $100,000 a year plus, and cut it down to about $40,000 a year, and do produce just enough for their families and maybe some local trade. I don't know if the bird flu thing can work. I don't think they can come on a private property yet and say your chicken coops are, you know, testing positive for whatever flu. But they could probably implement that if they really wanted to. I'm sure there's a way they could. So, you know, as of now, I think it's just affecting chicken barns who sell their product to Tyson Foods and Purdue and all that. But, you know, like the Amish that raise their own chickens, I mean, they're not affected as of yet. I mean, that is the way we're going if we want to survive, is, you know, having your own crops, your own vegetables, and your own meats on your property. But then, you know what that's going to mean? That's going to mean you got to own property. And so many people don't. Very few people in the working class own enough property to do this. A lot of people rent, or they have like half an acre or something like that.
Right.
So it's going to bottleneck into a perfect storm, where even these people who say, you know, they're survivalists, country boys can survive, I mean, they're going to end up apparently being acquiesced into the system, where they're going to have to buy whatever product is put out there, fake meat, and who knows what the vegetables are going to be. So
that's the scary part, isn't it, huh? To think about the farmers and the guys like that. Watching that and how discouraging that will be to watch.
And we already have eminent domain issues. You take the Bundys, for example. You know, the government could kick it into high gear and do that on a mass scale and try to take away even more lands and acreage from upper working class farmer types. And if they give them a check, satisfies them, I mean, they'll probably just roll over and do it. They'll probably sell or just have their land taken. You know, in the case of the Bundys, they just took it, right? It wasn't even an offer. It's just like, we're taking it. So,
I know, I'm not familiar with that story.
Yeah, I don't want to get too much into it, but
Bundy Ranch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, using eminent domain. And the Bundys put up a fight, and it all went through litigation. But now
it's definitely going to get harder as quick. It's definitely going to get hard to get property with interest rates starting to skyrocket now, but we've known that was coming. Hopefully some people have procured something, or, you know, if you haven't procured something, hopefully people are procuring something property-wise instead of investing in Bitcoin.
If you have a family farm and land that you've that's been passed down to you, I mean, with the real estate going through the roof and your bills needing to be paid, it's very tempting if you have an offer from some like entity like BlackRock or, you know, some type of entity like that to buy your land at a really good profit. You're probably going to take that. You know, most people are going to take that. And so that's another factor that
just take in. It knowing that you're acquiescing to the protocols of Zion and the plan to confiscate all property away from the Goyim, which has been a plan for decades and decades and decades.
And like I said, these people that are owning this property, I mean, they're used to living in a certain income level, and their children are going to college. And they have all these plans, and they're not willing to downgrade, you know, their budget and live on less. They're not willing to do that, so they'll take the money. But it's only a short-term, you know, relief. You know, eventually it's going to bite them. So
kicking the can forward.
Yeah. Yeah. What was the next article? Pandemic treaty. I didn't get to read this one very much. I just scanned it. Pandemic treaty in the WHO. It will hand the WHO the keys to global government. This is from what is the website here? Yeah. Guardian.org. Offguardian.org. Did you get to read up on this one? What do you got on this? Yeah. If you didn't, I can read a little bit from it. The first public hearings on the proposed pandemic treaty are closed, with the next round due to start in mid-June. We've been trying to keep this issue on our front page entirely because the mainstream is so keen to ignore it and keep churning out partisan war porn and propaganda.
Hey, Jeremy, I've been on mute talking for like the last 5 minutes or something. I keep commenting, and I think I'm.
No,
is there a way you can silence the background noise you got there back there?
I'm trying to. All right, I'm going to hit you. You go ahead and respond, and then we'll be up on the break.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. So yeah, this article about the WHO treaty. We kind of touched on it already. Consolidating global power. Just another scheme to take away the rights of the people and just consolidate it into the hands of the parasites that are just clamoring for control over everything. They've been very successful. They just seem to have endless tricks up their sleeve and endless organizations and endless three-letter, including the WHO, to use against the people. And it's so obvious and so painful to watch this take place and then people just not knowing about it and not understanding what's happening. I mean, this has nothing to do with anything except for just consolidating control and using pandemic as the excuse. It's the perfect excuse to use because it works and people just, they freak out and go into hysterics and they get scared of these fake viruses.
Yeah, here's a question I had from the pandemic treaty, and you may have to answer it on the other side of the break. The hearings, the first public hearings on a pandemic treaty, I didn't get to delve into that, and maybe we can hit it on the other side of the break. What is the pandemic treaty, and who are having these hearings? Those are the two questions that I have. Maybe we can delve into this more on the other side. Whenever they're using farmers. Sounds like the break.
Yeah. Getting a break teaser.
It's teasing it.
There it is.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Public hearings regarding a new international instrument on the pandemic. And this is as of April 12th, 2022, World Health Organization, a new international instrument on pandemic preparedness and response. The WHO is seeking public input on this question to support the work of intergovernmental negotiating bodies to draft and negotiate an international instrument to strengthen pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response. So they've got global hearings, totally ignoring all national sovereignty to address problems that they created over 2 years ago. So create the problem, implement the solution, same old playbook, meet the old boss, same as the new boss, or something like that. So that's what those hearings were about. These are going on right now with the WHO to try to take away all national sovereignty. So good luck with that in America, because a lot of states are just doing their own thing and throwing the old middle finger to the feds. Kentucky being one, very proud of our state, how we've handled this in the legislature. So hopefully this will implement a, you know, secession of states. In the form of noncompliance, which I've been calling for 2 years. There's that. What do we got on this Nathaniel article? Do you want to respond to that, William? And or do you want to get right into Nathaniel?
Well, there is, on what you're saying, there is some encouraging things happening in the southern states, like Tennessee and Georgia, I think it was. State legislatures are fighting back, and they're pushing, and in Florida as well, legislature through to, make it, enable people to grow their own food. I mean, it's more obviously more complex than that, but make it more feasible, more profitable, and to start trading in coins like gold and silver, making that easier. I think they were adding some tax legislation in Georgia that was to ease the tax burden on those transactions. And then I believe Tennessee followed suit somehow. So I just heard about this on the Catherine Austin Fitz and John Titus conversation. They have the Money and Markets. Really interesting conversation they do once a week, 2 hours.
Let's just speak on this a little bit more, because I think we burnt our time, and we'll play Brother Nathaniel coming back. It is very encouraging. I want to mention specifically Kentucky and Tennessee legislatures have drafted what I call anti-tranny bills, but what it really is not letting trannies compete, not letting males compete in female sports, people whose birth certificate says they were born a male. And this, you would think, would be common sense. But no, this is not common sense legislation. This is revolutionary legislation, according to the current paradigm. What is the Orwellian phrase, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, saying that there's only two genders and males can't compete in female sports? That's revolutionary now. And our legislatures in these two great states have crafted legislation to that effect, and they've passed. The governor of Kentucky, of course, vetoed it, and he was overridden. He's overridden so much he's got like tire marks on. I don't even know why he bothers pulling his damn pen out anymore. This guy's just a loser, Bashir. And then also, I can speak to Kentucky. Legislation has went through basically saying that churches are essential. You can't shut down churches. The governor cannot exercise any emergency power over 30 days. And our governor was trying to do it for 2 years, as many others were. You've got legislation stating that it's up to the local school boards whether or not to implement masks. And now there's legislation that has passed the House, and it's currently in the Senate in Kentucky, stating that instead of being just up to local school boards, no public schools or colleges or daycares can force the mask. Now, that hasn't went all the way through yet, but I anticipate that it will, and that Bashir will veto it, and then his veto will be overridden, as all of his others have. So this is a very heartening response from just these two states, and there's many others. You mentioned Florida, pushing back against the tyranny that we've seen over the last 2 years. Very heartening. This is what I call secession, right? It's not just like some movie in the Civil War where we take up arms. Secession is basically the legislature saying, nah, we're not going to do that, dog. We're good.
Yeah. I said it well up there, Jeremy.
And what I am disappointed in, though, is the Florida, DeSantis. I mean, I've harped on this and harped on it, and I'll continue to. His response to children being introduced to trannyism in school is not till fourth grade. I'm not good with that. That's the regular conservatard argument that just moves the goalposts and gives ground. Now the argument is, well, do we do it before fourth grade or after? Well, if you won't let third graders, fascist. Anyway, up on the break. When we come back, let's get on that Brother Nathaniel clip and do our react.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
This is your Liberty Minute for day 776 of 15 days to flatten the curve. The Wuhan flu federal emergency declaration was renewed on February 18th by President Biden. But yesterday, Dr. Anthony Fauci said, "We are certainly right now in this country out of the pandemic phase." So the 15 days to flatten the curve started 776 days ago. The CDC eviction moratorium lasted over a year before it was declared unconstitutional. The public transit mask mandate lasted over 2 years before a judge struck it down. The fight over mandating the emergency use of experimental vaccines continues in courts even after thousands have lost their jobs. Is there any chance government spending in the name of coronavirus will end before 2030? Not if the progressives and fearmongers get their way. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pacem Parabellum.
No, you got William Jeremy on the loose and in plain sight. And
on the loose. Short,
on the loose. We have.
What's my favorite song?
Good tune. I wasn't aware of that tune until you introduced it to our bumper selection.
Really? You never heard it as a little kid?
No.
Yeah. I think I heard it once as a little kid, and then it became my favorite song, like when I was like 40.
I was doing Prince and Duran Duran and all of this 80s thing. Anyway, we're getting back here. We pretty much covered, the COVID apocalypse and the direction that they're taking us and the response from states, secession through noncompliance. I'm fully on board. Let's do this. If the American empire is going to collapse, let's just run her into the ground and at least have some states that you can live in and live a normal life. So we're good with that. You had a Brother Nathaniel article that we have not listened to yet. I think Mike has it. Are you ready to play that? If you are, give Mike the shout out. Yeah.
Go for it. I haven't listened to it yet. Neither of us have. So we're going to listen to it in real time and react to it in real time. That should be entertaining for everybody.
Should.
Child grooming creates an emotional connection with a child for a specific purpose. Grooming lowers the child's inhibitions, opens the child to explorative experience, all with the pointed objective of sexual abuse. And nobody does it better than the Jews at Disney. Robert Iger, Alan Braverman, Robert Chapek. Jews with an agenda to turn Goyim children to hate Jesus Christ, mock his teachings, and undermine his elevation of traditional family morality. The opening for Disney's Eternals, the Jews' latest push for transgenderism, tells it all. Notice the white Christian little boy has female breasts. Notice the beastly-looking man next to him. He's symbolic of Disney's destruction of the boy's white European Christian roots. Notice the teenage boy next to him. He's a confused, androgynous mix of male and female, producing a sexually perverted hermaphrodite. Perfect Jewish grooming. Create a mystical scene that envelops a child's imagination. Establish emotional connections with a child using heroic images. Abuse his sexual aspect into a confused identity. Then rape his mind, plunder his emotions, and molest his God-given gender strength. A Jewish Disney specialty. Then blaspheme Jesus Christ, mock his priests, subvert Christian civilization, and turn the child into the devil's chump.
Okay, so today, we are going to be studying the seven sacraments. Does anyone know what they are?
I know. The seven sacraments are dopey, sneezy, bashful, grumpy, happy, sleepy.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Sermon that boring?
No, I don't really do church. I'm here for Alex. She used to come to church with her mom. I don't really do Christmas.
Me neither. Not anymore.
Then what are you doing here?
It's a job. I'm a workaholic, so if it keeps me busy, I'll do it.
Well, I don't know anything about that. Nothing at all.
Oh, so she has a sense of humor.
Sense of humor? Disney Jews, Robert Iger, Alan Braverman, and Robert Chapek. And ultimately, all Jews do not have a sense of humor. They are Christ killers, Christ haters, Christian wreckers, and ruiners of stable, traditional, moral societies. No surprise, Jews crucify Jesus Christ and continue their evil work by crucifying the host nations that allow the Jewish parasites to invade. It's worse today than decadent Weimar Germany that brought Hitler to power through popular vote so as to rectify the ruin Jews wrought. Were there books like these for children in Hitler's day? No, that would have sealed Jewry's execration. I mean transformative books like this. Mama and Mommy and Me in the Middle, promoting lesbian marriage and parentage. When Aiden Became a Brother, promoting surgical sex change by sewing a plastic penis onto a little girl's vagina. These two grooming books for children and more, with its pointed object of sexual abuse, are published and pushed by two prominent Jews. Randi Weingarten, head of the American Federation of Teachers. She's a Jewish lesbian married to another Jew lesbian. Jonathan Greenblatt, head of the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League. He uses his fight against anti-Semitism to promote every kind of sexual perversion to Goyim children. Let me be clear. Jews, don't be afraid to say it. Jews are grooming your children. Jews. J-E-W-S. Starting with Robert Iger, Alan Braverman, Robert Chapek, Randy Weingarten, Jonathan Greenblatt. Rape by any other name stays the same. Rape of your morals, your mind, your country, and your children. The kids they don't abort, they psychologically molest. It's no longer subliminal and suggestive for the Jews of Disney. It's downright explicit, lascivious, lewd, and in your face. No election, no new president, no Trump, no DeSantis can rectify the ruin Jews have wrought. Will a new Hitler arise? Jews themselves are baiting and egging him on. Do you know where your children are? It's only 12 noon, and they're being sexually abused by the Disney Jews.
Okay, that was very hard-hitting. Lots of anti-Semitic remarks.
Yeah.
Where's the lie?
They saved them all for that.
Yeah. And so this is, I guess, what Florida is responding to. Again, I wish they would have responded differently, because many other states in the South are crafting similar legislation that you can't do this stuff before fourth grade. And I can't emphasize that enough, that that is unacceptable. You don't do this, period. You know, K through college. You know, this is absolutely horrible. And, you know, I have my finger on the pulse of the Zoomer generation. I've got some insight. And it's becoming, it's widely acceptable among mainstream Zoomers, this trannyism and homosexuality. They have already succeeded in creating a generation where this is acceptable, and where these children are susceptible to this grooming. But you do have a section of the Zoomers that are rebelling against this. And it's funny with the Zoomers, they're either full commie on board with this stuff, or they're going full fascist and pushing back on it in a major way. You can see this on TikTok, probably one of the most free speech platforms that are out there, especially for the kids. TikTok has not yet been fully regulated, and you get a lot of pushback on there to this agenda. William, your react to this Brother Nathaniel clip?
Yeah. It was nice to get some truth there at the end, some hard-hitting truth at the end of the discussion here.
It's so unfortunate. I mean, unfortunate is not even the word. I don't have a word to describe it. Because for decades and decades, Disney has been the bastion of family movies and shows. You know, you think about Old Yeller and Where the Red Fern Grows, and The Yearling, all very wholesome films that really had, you know, pushed family values and had a good grasp on what's right and wrong. And all of those movies, you know, they put the protagonists of the movie in a situation where they have to choose right and wrong. And it's always a little shady, you know, that it's not clear what they should do. You know, should we keep the deer, which belongs in the wild, or should we release it, even though our child has an emotional an emotional connection to it? And, you know, ultimately the child has to release the deer in the wild. That's, you know, that's the moral dilemma of those wholesome movies of the past. And now the moral dilemma is, you know, will little Aiden, you know, take hormone pills and transition fully into a female without these fascists coming down on him? You know, will little Susie, you know, strap on a device that makes her more male and take hormone pills and all of that, testosterone pills? You know, that's the moral dilemma of today's Disney films. And it's really disgusting, because you still have a lot of normies that think Disney is, you know, good family stuff. And let's go to Disney, let's watch Disney films, you know. let's just stick a screen in front of our children's eyes so we don't have to deal with them type mentality. And, you know, that's how we're losing this next generation, is parenting like that. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. And you're right about Ron DeSantis. They turn the spigot on full blast, the fire hose of just the most disgusting degeneracy you can possibly imagine, constantly moving the Overton window and shooting a fire hose out it the whole time. And then, you know, and then the hero Ron DeSantis comes in and just turns it down a little bit, right? Okay, well, it's still on. It's still on and it's still going. And it needs to be shut off. So, I don't know. I mean, well, what's the proper response for a politician dealing with an Overton window? Is the politician just there to continue to go left, 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 right, left, as the military song says? Go three steps left and one step right and just kind of be that sort of controlled opposition? Or is the politician trying to play his cards right to help out with that? I don't know. Ron DeSantis is a huge, he's enacted legislation making it illegal to criticize Israel. So, people want to jump on the Ron DeSantis bandwagon and say that he's a big rock star and hero and everything like that. But those people don't have any idea that Israel has run us into the ground and has fleeced us, and this country has bankrupted us 100%, and this country, Israel, has nothing to do with the Bible whatsoever. And, you know, Israel, the true Israel is Jesus Christ, and the body of Jesus Christ, and those who accept him as Lord and Savior, not these Christ-killing people that have usurped this land over there where Palestine is and has set up a massive money laundering operation and a safe haven for the most disgusting, vile criminals you could possibly imagine on the large, huge scale mafia of the world to have a hub as well as what, you know, they're doing larger scale stuff in Ukraine with the slave trade, white slave trade, black slave, whatever slave trade. The black slave trade now is mass immigration, and they don't even know that they're being traded as slaves. That's what's happening now. They have to get the people that fought for their freedom in the first place out of the way. So that's why they're breeding us out of existence. Go ahead, Jeremy.
No, you're bringing up a valid point on politicians' response, specifically conservative politicians' response. And what is the response? Move to the left and then, you know, four steps and then shift over one step to the right. And it, not only this with the child tranny stuff, but with immigration as well. I'll criticize Abbott a bit. Mike, you can jump in and push back if you want. But, I mean, you know, what's Abbott's response to the southern invasion? Well, let's bus him up to D.C. And what's Biden doing in D.C.? He's just going to disperse him out from D.C. into the states, rather than disperse them out from Texas. I mean, and so here's the thing, and this is echoing Nathaniel's point. You know, Nathaniel's point is that all of this degeneracy with child trannyism and whatnot is going to push a very hard right-wing response, similar to that of Hitler to a response to Weimar Republic. So what is the response going to be here? When your only political outlet has already moved four or five steps to the left and then moves one step to the right, you know, that's the only political solution that people have. And so eventually they're going to seek a new political solution, and that of someone that's very far right. And I think that's what Nathaniel was bringing up in his clip, is that, you know, the activities of these people, of these Jewish-dominated elites, are going to push a far-right response eventually. And what's that going to look like? Right? Because when people figure out there's no political solution, what are they going to do? So, I'm not saying it's a good or bad thing. It could be both, but any knee jerk reaction could be bad a little bit, but it could be good.
Yeah, I think you know what I mean. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Like, there is no political solution for this. The solution is with what we've been ignoring and what we've been forsaking all along. What we've been tricked into getting rid of in our lives. And you know what that is? That's God.
Yes.
God. It's Jesus Christ.
Well, that's absolutely
an example of how to be in humanity.
Hey, up on the break, let's conclude this on the other side. That's a very good point.
We're weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, I think we're back. Final segment of In Plain Sight with the William and Jeremy Show. So, William, you were making the point, a very avid point, just before the break, that we've neglected God. We've neglected morality that made America so strong, especially at the pinnacle of our prosperity in the 50s and the mid-20th century. And then you had, you know, God taken out of schools, the sexual revolution, homoism, abortion, feminism, and all of that. And so in a true republic, in a representative form of government, you know, the politicians reflect the morality of the people. And as the morality of the people have been destroyed, our representative politicians have reflected that. So we're really just reaping what has been sowed. And, you know, Jewish-dominated Hollywood has been a big key role, has taken a key role in destroying the morality of our people, of our voting blocks. You had some comments?
Yeah, yeah. They have been the agents of what we have been, by, of course, by them in large part. But ultimately, it's the responsibility is on us. We have to go back and look at where we have, you know, summoned demons in our lives, you know, either through the acquiescence to propaganda or just what has been drilled into us for our entire lives. And we kind of, we may not even be aware of what we're doing. But we have to ask for help and guidance to kind of expel the demons that are just part of us now, you know, like that. We have just have don't even realize it's just become so a part of who we are. We're Gen Xers, right? So we know what this is. We know what's up with this. And we really got to ask for help in this. And I feel like, you know, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you have these notions and you want to pray or something and you want to ask for help and you almost feel helpless in your life or whatever, and you got to do it. You got to ask. You got to ask God for help there, and you don't even know what you're asking for. But read the Bible, I guess. I'm trying to do that. You know, I haven't read it all the way through, but I'm reading a lot of it. And just there's something else there, I know it, that I'm not aware of. And it's what we're all not aware of. And we got to get that back, you know. That's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. We got to get that back, and we have to get that back into ourselves. That's what's going to turn everything around here.
Well, that's right. That's a good point. I mean, we can blame you, like people in the 40s and 50s, like fathers of families. Why couldn't they just turn the TV off or get rid of the TV? You know, the responsibility is on them. We can play the blame game all we want to. And we can even make a valid point.
That's true. Love it.
So like that now. Raising the next generation without this influence. William, the end of the show is upon us. Well, thank you for coming on. It's always great.
Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure. Jeremy.
All right. Y'all stay classy. I think I'm going to be on Richard's show tomorrow as a guest and doing a roundtable.
So me too. I'll be there too.
See you then, my friend.
Yep.
Later.
Right on, buddy.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. And click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
You
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.